This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
This is a woman in Massachusetts accused of stealing credit cards from a 91-year-old man. Mm. She was working as a caretaker for this guy and his wife, who has since passed away. She's a big, nasty-looking bitch. Mm. Here's the story from Boston 25 News.
This caretaker was a trusted family friend and neighbor. Today, she was arraigned, accused of stealing credit cards, racking up thousands of dollars in charges from here in Billerica all the way to Foxwoods.
I couldn't believe she did a thing like that.
It's been an emotional few months for 91-year-old Ralph Rizzo, who lost his wife Marie last year.
Frank Rizzo!
Yep. After 69 years.
And then, well, okay.
You were lying.
Thank you.
She is, in fact, a big, nasty-looking bitch.
Accused of stealing his credit card and his deceased wife.
She was going to the bedroom, fishing around. So she got the charge, guys.
The past month has been horrible. I haven't been able to sleep or anything thinking about it.
Ralph's daughter, Roseanne Campbell, tells us she was away, and her dad was likely in his recliner in their Billerica home, out of view of what was happening in the bedroom next door.
And we always left that door shut. She had no reason in the world to go in that room.
The caretaker, neighbor Christine Wojcik, police reports allege, had stolen the cards and made several purchases at local market baskets and CVS locations, buying gift cards and racking up nearly $5,500 in debt in a month. Roseanne got the bill last month.
I opened it, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, you kidding me?
Many charges, police say, were at Foxwoods.
What the bingo was, to me, was I looked at it, and I'm like, Foxwoods. On the same day she's down there.
Wojcik was arrested and charged with larceny, receiving stolen credit cards, and misleading police. Ralph and Roseanne are trying to move on.
I wouldn't trust anybody again. You know what I mean? Like, she really threw me for a loop.
Police say there's video evidence in multiple locations of Wojcik using those stolen credit cards. We tried to reach her at home, but weren't able to make contact. Her next court date is in April.
I wish more news was like that, though, where you're like, she's a big, nasty-looking bitch.
They should have put that under her photo, too.
Yeah. Nasty-looking bitch.
Call it like I see it sometimes. You got to.
They want ratings in the news. That's where we'll get it.
That's old school. That's old school radio news right there.
Absolutely.
Old school radio news.
That's what I enjoy about this gig. I couldn't do that if I was a serious newsman.
Right. No, yeah, no.
Sure, I can call them big, nasty-looking bitches.
More of a rock and roll newsman.
Well, yeah. It's real newsman.
Yeah.
You just start your own type of news thing, Dave. Or you actually call it like you see it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
I
wasn't ready for it.
It does.
You never know what's going to happen.
No, you don't. A new study found that we drive more aggressively on Fridays than any other day of the week.
Get you drive home. On Fridays, get you notice home. It, that everyone drives really aggressively.
Yeah.
Today is the day we're most laid back, though. Wednesday's the day when drivers appear most laid back. So today should be the least stressful day of your commute this week. It also used stats from the Gas Buddy app to rank the top 10 cities for aggressive driving. They base the ranking on things like speeding, how often we slam on the brakes, and how fast we accelerate. And of the cities with the most aggressive drivers, well, they all listen to us. Detroit comes in at number 8 on the list. Boston at number 14. And Tampa St. Pete's at number 19. All in the top 20 cities with the most aggressive drivers. The top 5 are Los Angeles, Philadelphia, Sacramento, Atlanta, and San Francisco. 4 of the top 6 are in California, by the way. Out of the 30 cities they looked at, Minneapolis had the least aggressive drivers. But Detroit's number 8, Boston's number 14, and Tampa St. Pete's at number 19. I see aggressive driving a lot around here.
You have to be aggressive.
Kind of
around
here, got to be aggressive.
Yeah.
I've talked about it before. Like, we had a event over on, we call it the east side for people out of town, you know.
Yeah.
As soon as I enter the east side, I know it. I'm like, here we go. Hang on.
Yeah.
These people are wild.
That's
I
right.
can't get over the difference in driving. I mean, everyone drives
about
nuts.
Eastsiders, Lise.
You don't think you're an aggressive
I'm not saying
driver?
Anything bad.
Oh,
it's
I know
just
I'm an aggressive
like,
driver, but I'm also an eastsider.
Exactly.
Well, east side boy.
They drive very
east side
fast.
Till I die.
They do.
Great.
They get right
they
on
get
your ass.
Right, yes. It's like, oh, God, hang on. Here we go.
They're like, are you prepared to die to get there 5 minutes earlier?
Drive faster.
You know what? Get out of our way.
Drive faster. We got places to go. We got things to do.
Exactly. Do you understand that when you're from the east side, like James and I?
Yeah.
It's, everything is a long way away.
We don't have time to wait for our west
side. That's what it is. I think that's what it is.
Everything's a long way away.
For a Sunday stroll.
Everyone's got to drive all these places that are far. Because it's so far. I can't get over how freaking far it is.
Well, that was one of the first things you said to me after that event. You were like, I can't believe how far you drive to go to work.
I can't. I couldn't believe it. I felt like I was on a road trip.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, well, that's what it feels like. Every day. I need snacks.
I'm like, my God, am I ever going to get there?
Dude, that was crazy.
Getting home that day, I'm like, I'm never going to make it home ever. I was like, is this place in Wisconsin? What is this? Why is this? Stoplight after stoplight after stoplight.
Yeah, you would have had to go another 4 miles to get even close to my house.
Yesterday, I had to go out somewhere to, like, 31 miles. Has anyone ever heard, like, 30 mile? Like, way! I'm like, what is this? There. This is, like, country land.
Isn't that 30 miles?
It's like 32.
Is it 32?
I mean, probably 32, 34. Like, actually, even farther.
So, like, 30 is, like,
Where the cider places are.
Yes.
There's nothing out there. Nothing.
You get your pumpkins out there. Yeah. You get your apple cider out there. Haunted houses are all there.
But more and more that's where they are. Communities are being developed out there, too.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so I had to go
through
all that.
People are still trying to escape.
That's a drive.
Where am I? Country land? Is this country land, USA?
I was like, where do you people work?
Yeah.
There was a dirt road. How do you live?
How do you get water? Yeah,
there's a dirt road. There's a dirt road by me. Yeah, on 24 mile.
Oh my God.
24 mile.
24 mile. There's a dirt road, and I'm never ready for the dirt road. I'm like, oh my God. My car actually has dirt all over it. It's from the dirt road.
Oh, okay. Whoa.
I was on there the other day trying to take a shortcut, and I'm like, oh God. Dirt road.
You live in country land.
I do. I really do.
You don't live in country
land. No, but listen, it was country land like 10 years ago.
You're close to country
land. 10 years ago, where I lived was a marsh.
Right.
Yeah.
It was a marsh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just with animals.
Yeah. I remember the first time Amber and I came to visit you, and we had just Aiden then. We were taking him to the pumpkin patch with you guys.
Oh, yeah.
And
that was at 30 mile.
I could not believe how far it was.
Yeah.
Amber's
so
like,
far.
I think we're lost. I'm like, no, we're not lost. Yeah. This is the way to Chuck's house.
Just keep driving and driving and driving.
So true.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This is a twist on a carjacking story. Someone in Ohio stole a guy's SUV at a gas station.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy who had his SUV carjacked turn around and carjack someone else.
Oh, to go get his car.
So he could chase his car down.
Yes.
A crazy story. I've never heard anything like that before. But here's how it all played out from WSYX-TV. Here's the story.
Down for us. Well, this is the mobile gas station on Westerville Road, Rodney, North Linden neighborhood. This is a black Chevy SUV parked there empty but running with the keys in the ignition. Well, moments later, that SUV disappears, apparently stolen. And that's when the story shifts over to this silver car and Miriam Dia inside.
She felt real scared. She thought she was going to die.
Miriam Dia is safe now. But Sunday morning, this Kenyan immigrant landed in the middle of an apparent crime at the mobile station on Westerville Road. And we've got the surveillance video. A black Chevy SUV is seen running in the parking lot, but it suddenly takes off, apparently stolen. Well, moments later, the actual driver comes running outside, but there's only one way to chase down his car, taking another one.
This guy just jumped in the car and just took off.
Mariam, who does not speak English, was in the passenger seat. Her daughter-in-law tells us Mariam was shocked and then tried to fight the carjacker as he pulled away.
She tries to grab the steering wheel from him, so the car was swinging back and forth.
Mariam says that's when a police officer stopped the car. She says she screamed for help but could not understand what the officer said back. Mariam says she ended up stuck riding around in her own car 20 more minutes before the phantom carjacker finally took her back to the gas station.
I understand the fact that he lost, somebody took his own car, but he had no right to take another person's car and to put someone else in danger.
Now, we've been working to get more details from Columbus Police. The police department's crime map does show a report from this morning of a stolen car at the mobile station just after 11 o'clock. But there's no police report filed yet online. No word if anyone's been arrested for all this. We'll keep checking on how this happened and exactly how Columbus Police handled the situation.
Terrifying for the woman that was left in the passenger seat.
Oh, yeah. She doesn't speak any
the
English.
The poor Kenyan who has no idea what's happening.
She's just like,
it's crazy, but like, I'm not sure if it's Kenya or not, where they can actually kidnap you and then you're married. There's a thing. There's a country where you can kidnap someone and then you're married. In fact, that's how you get married. You have to run.
She's getting married.
Yeah, she might have thought she was getting married. She might have thought, yes, I'm married. She's like, like it could have been a real big party.
What a letdown for her when he brought her back to the gas station.
She was like, oh, I'm not married now.
What a bunch of emotion that went through her so fast.
I love your song.
Celebratory marriage dance.
Getting up the boat.
Somewhere. I don't know where it is. Somewhere you get kidnapped when someone...
I've heard of that. Yeah.
You get kidnapped. Like, and usually it's like someone's a boyfriend for a long time, and then they come in, and they're like, I'm kidnapping her. Yeah. And they're like, yay! But every once in a while, you don't know me, and I come and kidnap you. And then you're my wife.
I think they all know them.
I don't think so.
They all know them.
Dude, I do not think so.
That's terrifying.
Kidnapped. Kidnapped. Admit it.
I think in some cases, they don't know them, and that is just... Because there was one thing where the family was fighting desperately to stop this one person from being kidnapped, but then when they went and talked to her, she was like, well, he kidnapped me fair and square, so I'm married to him. And I was like, oh my God, I don't know where it is, though. Maybe it's not Kenya, but... Well, it would have been wild if she thought that.
It would have, absolutely. Changes up an Ohio carjacking.
Yeah. It sure does.
But she was 20 minutes in the car.
Well, he was
20
looking,
minutes.
He was looking for his car, you know?
I get
he's
it, but she
around.
Doesn't. She's like, I am up!
He's like, wife, shut up!
I am up!
Kidnapped!
Oh, yeah!
Kidnapped and married!
Tell me, man. Can happen.
She was not married. She was just kidnapped and carjacked. And 20 minutes of pure terror, I'm sure, and then returned to the initial gas station in Columbus, Ohio.
20 minutes of pure joy and happiness. She had that eye thing. There was no way she was going to get kidnapped. But then she did get kidnapped, so she thought she was married for a sec. Real letdown.
You can see this video for yourself at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com, but I'm fairly certain she didn't think she was getting married.
No.
Fair, I'm going to go with just terrified.
Yeah.
Not at all happy that she could be with.
I'm not going to give up hope.
Okay. All right.
Oh, man. That's the funniest thing to me.
It is.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yes, it is a thing. In fact, I got to do way more research on it now.
To know where that could happen.
Yeah.
They just nab you, huh?
Yes, it is the way.
Bride kidnapping, also known as bride napping, marriage by abduction, or marriage by capture, is a practice in which the man abducts the woman that he wishes to marry. It's been practiced around the world and throughout history. It continues to occur in countries in Central Asia and parts of Africa. and among people as diverse as the Hmong in Southeast Asia, in Mexico, and in certain parts of Europe.
Yeah, man, I saw something on it. It's wild.
Look, like, there's even like old school cave drawings of or
the
carvings.
Yeah,
of
the kidnapping. That's how you used to get married.
Oh, Kenya.
Kenya.
Oh! Kenya.
Kidnap. Oh,
kidnap. Oh, forced marriages continue to be a problem for girls in Kenya.
She thought she was getting married, Dave. Thought she was getting married, Dave.
I don't think she did. Although it's still a thing there, I'm fairly sure she did.
Kidnapped and married.
I'm telling you, dude.
What a horrible song to get stuck in my head. Kidnapped and married.
I know, it's in my head, too.
Because it's not fun for them, generally.
His accompanying dance was wonderful.
Well, it's a traditional dance.
Kidnapped. Kidnapped and married.
Kenya, man, I told you, Kenya. Dude.
You were right, yeah.
No,
yeah.
You were right, but I don't believe you were right in that situation. No, I didn't think she thought, oh, it's happening.
No.
I'm just saying there's hope that she did.
Okay,
there's a slim chance that
she was just like, this is how it was supposed to happen. It's meant to
been
be.
Been waiting all these years.
Yeah. Imagine the guy, too, like, she just won't leave him.
Oh, she's hugging him now?
Yeah.
She's trying to fillet him or something?
Yeah, the guy has now just a Kenyan woman that follows him around everywhere.
She won't leave. You gotta go, baby. I was taking your card.
No, kidnap and marry.
You know,
kidnap and marry.
I don't know what you're talking about, kidnap
dude,
and marry.
It's a real drag, you bringing this Kenyan girl around all
I'm
the time.
I'm not bringing her around, man. My car got stolen. I hopped in her car. She was in it.
She keeps doing this marriage dance.
I gotta be honest with you. I was freaked out because she was smiling the whole time I had kidnapped her.
Dude, you're married.
I don't want to be married.
No, you gotta get out of here. What you doing out there?
She just does that. She does that all day, man.
Bringing us down, man.
It is. It's crazy. I told her to leave. I didn't marry her.
That's your wife, Miriam Dye. Now you guys are married.
I married her.
She's from Kenya. Congratulations.
Cultural differences, man.
It's true. It's weird just to be a wild,
yeah,
wild twist.
Weird day for everyone involved.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I hate to keep bringing up stories about bad oral sex tales.
Yeah. Mm.
But unfortunately, they're making news. Yesterday, the story of the woman who was performing on her guy, not realizing he had just taken some penicillin. She's deathly allergic to it. She ingested stuff and then got a severe allergic reaction.
Right.
Now, the story today is a woman who passed out mid-oral sex.
Gotta breathe.
After her imminent orgasm caused a small stroke. This is...
Go ahead, skill.
Different oral. He was performing on her this time.
Dude, when you can kill a chick.
Congrats.
Yeah.
You made a woman stroke out.
I broke her brain.
I didn't mean to.
Way to go.
Make your brain break.
The unnamed 44-year-old woman was enjoying the fruits of her lover's labor when she lost consciousness for several minutes. He rushed her to the hospital, fearing that something bad had happened to her. When they arrived, the man told medics that his partner's body had gone stiff during their oral sex episode. She felt sick when she arrived at the hospital, was suffering a nasty headache. It scored 6 out of 10 on the pain scale. Doctors wrote in a case report, on closer history taking, the patient reported nearing orgasm while receiving oral sex from her partner, but then doesn't remember anything as she lost consciousness. Her partner estimated she was out for at least 3 minutes. She had otherwise been completely well preceding the event. Given the woman's symptoms, including the headache, they sent her for a CT scan. It revealed a trace of acute blood in her brain, the space around it. It's a type of stroke that causes bleeding in the space around your brain.
Sorry, baby.
The patient's bleed was caused by a small aneurysm, a bulge on a blood vessel like a balloon or bubble that bursts.
They call me the widower.
The doctor's team warned that rigorous activity, including passionate sex, can cause those aneurysms to burst.
And there's six men who are now alone because of him.
They call me the widower. I kill all my brides.
Pleasure. With my tongue.
I like the idea of you killing other people's brides.
Oh, yeah. The widower maker.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that idea. What a movie.
Keep your wife away from him.
They wrote, known risk factors for rupture include activities that involve sudden increases in blood pressure, and sexual activity is well described as one of those. During sexual activity, blood pressure as well as heart rate rises during orgasm.
Well, also you tense up, right? To get to that area, you build a tension throughout your whole body. That's how you do it. And when you tense up, it increases your blood pressure, so it made it burst.
Something up there went wrong.
Imagine he's just running in the hospital.
I've gone down on her! She's almost dead! Get her to an emergency.
My tongue did this!
Get her to an emergency room. Her orgasm was too much.
As amazing as your ego would feel maybe a few days later in that moment, that's terrifying.
You don't want to be in the same room.
I'm performing on my lady and she's out.
I'll tell you, you never want to be in the same room when someone dies.
Yeah.
Like, it's just you and them.
No.
You never want to be, for a lot of different reasons. It would suck, but then it's also like, did you do it?
Right.
You know?
That's great. At least it was like a brain thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to be fine. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I was speaking of orgasms. We've gone back and forth about this on the show before from our lady listeners, whether or not cannabis makes for better orgasms. Well, a new study out today from the journal Sexual Medicine suggests cannabis could, in fact, be the aphrodisiac you've been looking for. The study found that using cannabis before an intimate encounter could absolutely increase a woman's likelihood of experiencing a satisfying orgasm. Because there's been reports out that said that it numbs women, some women, and they couldn't experience. And yet when we put it out there, I do recall more women calling in saying it helped them achieve a better orgasm.
I think it goes both ways.
Like go
people,
both.
People react to that stuff differently.
You never know whatever strain you're on.
Hmm. Yeah, because I know it's been like a old wives' tale for a long time that guys, like, it makes it harder to get
to a finish.
Yeah.
The lead researcher says she was inspired to research this phenomenon after she discovered that a number of her patients were using cannabis to improve their sexual problems. She said, I've seen it used in women with chronic pain disorders that led to painful sex, women who experience difficulty with orgasm or even inability to orgasm, and women who use it to improve their libido to try and match up with their partner's libido. So they look closely at women's perceptions of how cannabis affects their sex lives. Hundreds of women over 11 months, and the results came back that women who use cannabis before a sex encounter had more than double the odds of having a satisfactory orgasm. I'd hate to have an unsatisfactory orgasm. That was unsatisfactory.
Satisfactory even is just
like, yeah, I just had one.
I guess that was satisfactory.
But they all reported increases in sex drive too and decrease in any pain associated with sex.
Hmm.
So more cannabis equaled more satisfying orgasms. That's their bottom line.
What can't we do?
We're amazing.
Weed.
It'll get you there.
Yeah.
Kind of satisfyingly.
We
keep making the best stuff. It keeps doing more things.
Nobody's going to go to work when we unleash this strain.
James got magic potion.
There's been several videos where they strap a GoPro onto a pet and you see, you know, life from their perspective.
Right.
There was one with a dog, I think it was Walter, who was running towards the ocean gleefully, and you saw like everything from Walter's perspective.
Yep.
Imagine that video again, but the dog is a dick.
Okay.
And the GoPro is affixed not to its collar, but with a dong ring.
Yeah.
That's the idea behind cock cam. It's the world's first dong ring with a camera. ever sold. The cock cam is a revolutionary sex toy that allows you to record all of your erotic moments at never seen before angles and then store and view videos on your cell phone through the secure mobile app, taking your sexy home videos to the next level. What does it cost? $160. It can record video in infrared night vision too, HD video,
very nice,
up to 90 minutes, 1080p, 15 frames per second.
Well,
we put a link to this at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com so you can go check it out. There's
does it show what it sees?
Oh, man, huh?
Oh, geez.
Yeah, and sees that. There's a video on this link we put up on our website where you can kind of see from its perspective. Just music that plays in it. Oh. It's not really. So there's how it is. So let's say you're using a fleshlight and you somehow want to see that on camera.
This would be my new Instagram right here.
This will go great for my new ambition to become like a masturbator, like online.
Oh, yeah. You want to be an online masturbator?
He does, I mean, why not? You know, it's the one thing I'm good at.
Ambition.
Yeah, it's the one thing I'm good at.
And you know he's going to get followed.
This is going to give me all the perfect angles.
Basically, it's that like point of view porn that you're creating yourself.
James, you should have two of them.
This music is incredible.
I know. It's one for the bottom and one for the top.
Well, you can switch it. You can either put it above your dong or under your dong.
I feel like if you had both at any time and I could choose how I want to watch
Do you want to see from the belly button or do you want to see from the balls?
Yeah, both.
A balls eye view.
Mm-hmm. And maybe one.
You can see how I use a grapefruit. You can see how I use a fleshlight.
Mm-hmm.
You can see how I do it the traditional way.
Mm-hmm. Sign me up.
It's a very inspirational video they've put together for this thing.
The work bathroom.
That's our bathroom! Now, someone had a dildo with a camera on it. It was discovered it could easily be hacked, though. But this cam promises that its app and device are secure. They say that data is not stored on the app or in any cloud storage. It's on your mobile device's security, like hard drive itself.
I can't think of a worse cam to try to hack. Your neighbor's dong cam.
Oh my god!
Man, but if you crack it,
yeah, you hack something and then you find it's that. Like, oh, dude,
I just cracked Steve's code to get into his cam. Oh no! Oh, he's got a date over. I didn't know he was gay.
Steve, so nice, you're hacking.
Whoa! Is that a bunghole?
Oh my god!
Goodness. Oh, Steve.
Steve.
What has Steve got up to? Steve.
That's my neighbor Steve, guys.
Yeah.
Steve. Steve's dong.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
It seems like you'd have to be, no pun intended, pretty cocky to want to have footage from your dong's perspective.
Well, it seems like the one guy here there's a reason he's got it. That's probably just a fake one, though.
Yeah. Something about it looks very fake. Yeah. I don't know if it's because it's much lighter than the skin tone of his leg.
I think it's just the same.
But I can't tell if he's got like some weird straps on his thighs. And that's shorts?
No, those are shorts.
Or, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Those are shorts.
Yeah. I feel like he's just holding the same.
Just bad lighting. It's sunset, so he's got bad lighting.
I don't think
on his
that
dong.
One's real.
No, I think he's just holding the same dildo that's in all the other stuff. He's just holding it like it would. This is what it would look like.
Share footage with your partner across the globe. Does your partner really want to see that?
Odd.
I would hope she does.
Chuck's always asking me for
the video. She may want to see you doing it, but I think she'd want to see your whole body. She wouldn't just want to see your hand going to town.
It's an angle you don't get to see often.
Yeah, I don't think most of us want to see it.
Yeah. Putting that out there.
I think it'd be better for recording point of view style videos.
Like for your homemade sex tape collection.
Yeah.
This is more for professional porn people.
Yeah. I would assume so. Yeah.
It's just a different angle. I think if you could include that shot, you could cut that shot into some
exactly
porn.
Like the money shot there from that perspective.
Right up close into the
guys
lady
would
bits.
Love to see this.
Yeah, up close into the lady bits.
Mm-hmm.
You'd like to see that, you know, but not maybe the whole thing. Just interspersed throughout an average porn.
Yeah. You could really do some amazing directorial stuff with it.
I can't wait for James to try it.
It's cool to brag with your friends. You're like, hey, guys, I totally pounded it last night. Check this footage out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Bam! Bam!
Bam!
Okay. Yes.
Jeez. Right.
Jesus.
Yep. James. That's my new dong cam.
You can go see what this looks like. Again, it's selling right now for $160 on their website. You can pick one up.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fairly reasonable for a 1080p cam.
I guess, yeah.
You know, I would expect them to charge more for that.
Imagine other people are buying it just to use it as like a cam.
Mm-hmm.
Just like they've got it out. Just recording things.
Oh, mom, you know what that camera's really for? Oh, it's not for birthday cake.
Well, it was cheap. It was only $160.
But mom, that's supposed to go on a man's private.
Oh, I don't care where it goes.
This will go around your wrist, mom.
Wrist cam.
At a wrist cam.
One more thing making sex news this morning. When it comes to long-term relationships, research shows that it's the women that are getting bored when it comes to sex with their significant others faster than men.
Of course. I think guys just degenerate down to just pure missionary, ground and pound style. And
get her done. Not one study shows this either. Three different studies. A study in Britain found women have less interest in sex when they've been with a guy more than a year. They feel even less sexual desire when they live with that guy. That backs up other research that says the longer a relationship goes on, the more a woman's desire for sex decreases. It's not so much the case with a man. And a study from Germany showed that a man's desire for sex remains solid, so to speak, during the duration. On the other hand, 60% of women tend to want frequent sex in the beginning. Then that number drops by half after 4 years and plummets to 20% after 20 years.
My God.
That's because the dudes are boring.
It makes sense.
Is it fall on us?
Yeah.
We're
still horny.
Psychotherapist and sexologist says these findings confirm what they've been seeing for years. Women tend to get bored faster in monogamous relationships. You would just assume it's the other way around. Men have the image of getting bored and cheating.
No,
and
so what it is if you still are banging your guy, if you're banging your guy all the time, he's content. He's happy.
Yeah.
He's content. You stop, he goes and bangs someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And you stop because you're bored. And then stuff happens. So it's weird, but, you know.
The
chicks
solution?
They got to keep a guy interested. You got to keep a guy going.
Yeah.
You know?
The solution is variety. Not adding people, but as we said, if you do the same thing over and over again, everyone will get bored. But if you change things up frequently, things stay interesting and exciting.
Bored after 4 years, it's too soon.
Yeah, dropping by half after 4 years. That's high.
I don't think there's really any way to stay just as into it, even after 4 years.
I don't think you can stay just as into it, but right. I don't think it declines that fast.
But I mean, I do think that there is a level of 4 years is a long time to be banging.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a long time. So I could see there being a rut that people get into. I mean, I understand you should still love sex and you should still really like each other, but I could see it dropping down. The 20-year thing makes perfect sense. Like, I'm surprised anyone's doing it after 20 years. But.
Well, lots of people are still doing it after 20
sure,
years.
Sure, sure.
Just not as much. All right, coming up, it's our idiot criminal of the day. Who did a drunk driver claim was actually driving his car? Let's get to that.
The idiot criminal of the day.
I guess when you've been caught drunk driving a bunch of times, you start running out of excuses. A 45-year-old guy in Wisconsin named Brandon Ingham wrecked his car the other night. His blood alcohol level twice the legal limit. This is at least the seventh time this guy has been caught driving drunk.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
There's his mugshot. Anyway, when the cops arrested him, he admitted he was drunk. But he said, listen, I wasn't the one driving. The real driver was Ryan.
Ryan Reynolds is a dead Ryan Reynolds is a dead Peru driving.
Everyone got really excited.
Ryan Reynolds is driving.
Oh, Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds. Deadpool!
Yep, he said the real driver was Ryan Reynolds, from Deadpool movies. He's facing a fine now up to $25,000. And because this guy is a repeat offender, he's looking at up to 12 and a half years in prison.
It ain't a Reynolds a Deadpool.
It ain't a Reynolds a Deadpool. Shower a butthole.
Rape a pool.
Oh, wow. Rape pool. I want to see that movie.
Thanks for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.